Lucy. I pedal fast down Rose Drive, where houses swim in pools of orange streetlight, where people sit on verandas, hoping to catch a breeze. Let me make it in time. Please let me make it in time. Just arrived at the studio. Your graffiti guys, Shadow and Poet, are here, Al texted, and I took off across the night. Took off under a sky bleeding out and turning black. Left Dad sitting outside his shed yelling, I thought you weren't meeting Jez till later. Where's the fire, Lucy Dervish? In me. Under my skin. Let me make it in time. Let me meet Shadow. Poet too, but mainly Shadow. The guy who paints in the dark. Paints birds trapped on brick walls and people lost in ghost forests. Paints guys with grass growing from their hearts and girls with buzzing lawnmowers. An artist who paints things like that is someone I could fall for. Really fall for. I'm so close to meeting him, and I want it so bad. Mum says when wanting collides with getting, that's the moment of truth. I want to collide. I want to run right into Shadow and let the force spill our thoughts so we can pick each other up and pass each other back like piles of shiny stones. At the top of Singer Street, I see the city, neon blue and rising. There's lightning deep in the sky, working its way through the heat to the surface. There's laughter somewhere far away. There's one of Shadow's pieces, a painting on a crumbling wall of a heart cracked by earthquake with the words Beyond the Richter Scale written underneath. It's not a heart like you see on a Valentine's Day card. It's the heart how it really is. Fine veins and atriums and arteries. A fist-sized forest in our chest. I take my hands off the brakes and let go. The trees and the fences mess together, and the concrete could be the sky, and the sky could be the concrete, and the factories spread out before me like a light-scattered dream. I turn a corner and fly down Owl Street, toward his studio, toward him sitting on the steps, little moths above him, playing in the light, toward a shadow in the distance, a shadow of shadow. There's collision up ahead. I spin the last stretch and slide to a stop. I'm here. I made it. Do I look okay? How do I look? Al drains his coffee and puts the cup on the step beside him. Like a girl who missed them by about 5 minutes.
Ed. It's a sweating hot night for October. More people are out than usual, so I spray the sky fast. Eyes ahead and behind. Looking for cops. Looking for anyone I don't want to be here. Paint sails, and the things that kick in my head scream from can to brick. See this, see this, see this. See me emptied onto a wall. First thing I ever painted was a girl. Second thing I ever painted was a doorway on a brick wall. Went on to paint huge doorways. Moved on to skies. Open skies painted above painted doorways and painted birds skimming across bricks trying to fly away. Little bird, what are you thinking? You come from a can. Tonight, I'm doing this bird that's been in my head all day. He's a little yellow guy lying on sweet green grass, belly to clouds, legs facing the same direction. He could be sleeping. He could be dead. The yellow's right, the green too. The sky's all wrong. I need the sort of blue that rips your inside out. You don't see blue like that round here. Bert was always trying to find it for me. Every week or so at the paint store, he'd show me a blue he'd special ordered. Close, boss, I'd say, but not close enough. He still hadn't found it when he died 2 months ago. He got all the other colours I wanted. The green this bird's lying on is a shade he found over 2 years back, after I quit school and went to work for him. I made it to the end of June in year 10, and then I couldn't make it any longer. You had a good first day, Bert told me when he handed the green over. Real good.